Well, thank you so much, Doctor. That is the Doctor, Bob Perkins. It is truly a pleasure to be here with the ladies of Diva Nation. And might we just say a small representation of Diva Nation.
Right.
You guys have a performance coming up, which is shaping up to be a really phenomenal performance at the Philadelphia Clef Club of Jazz and the Performing Arts. Diva Nation, along with Warren Wolf and the Wolf Pack. What a great night that's going to be.
It's gonna be amazing.
But tonight, we're very fortunate to have you guys here. And, you know, if we can, maybe, I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that are familiar with Diva Nation, but maybe a few that don't have a quite the understanding of the significance of this league of ladies, if you will. So if you can maybe give us a little history on Diva Nation, the formation and the mission.
Sure. Diva Nation was started as a concept by Philadelphia Jazz Project's Homer Jackson and Aaron Graves, who, as you know, is a producer, multi-instrumentalist from this area, who's well-known. And they really wanted to start a project to uplift women in jazz, to grow jazz audiences, and to really give women an opportunity to learn from each other, to connect, to bond, to grow individually and as a group. So it's been about 4 or 5 years now, and some different incarnations and journeys along the way. We have really grown, and we have had lots of performing opportunities, lots of opportunities to teach each other and learn from the jazz community about different aspects of being a musician, different aspects of surviving and thriving in music. And we are really excited to, right now, be in this studio showcasing some of our work, working with some of Philly's best musicians, and really doing our thing.
All right. So, you know, without any further ado, how about we get started and give the listening audience a little bit of a taste of what you guys do? And I think we're starting off with a composition by you.
That's right.
Okay. So this is the great Gretchen Elise, and she's going to give you a little bit of her flavor. And before we actually get started with that, that night at the Clef Club, how many ladies are going to be involved that evening?
Ten singers will be on stage, and we have one of our members, Erica Corbo, who will be sitting on keys for the divas in the combo. So 11 of us total will be on stage, and we'll have about 4 or 5 others running the house.
And when you guys perform, is it individual performance? Is there collaborations? Or, you know, is there the full blast of maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 of you on stage at the same time? How does it transpire?
We do it all different ways, but this time it's sort of a parade of divas. We'll have 5 different singers on stage during the first show, and then we'll have Warren Wolf and his combo playing the second set. And in the second show, we will have another 5 divas singing for you, and another round with Warren Wolf and the Wolf Pack. So it should be a hot evening all night long.
Outstanding. And you guys have a wonderful band assisting you tonight, and you'll introduce us to them a little later on. But for now, let's turn things over to Ms. Gretchen Elise.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So excited to be joining you tonight. This is a song that goes back some time. I pretty much brought it out the archives. I never actually performed it with a full band. So this is a world debut of a song that I wrote when I lived up in New England in Boston. I used to take vacations sometimes in Vermont, in the mountains, rural area, where the snow was just part of everyday life. And this was written on one of those days where it was March, it was still cold, it was still snowy, but I could tell that spring was on its way. So I want to give a shout out to my Boston friends who are likely listening right now since WITI streams worldwide. And let you know who else you're listening to. We have Anam Awili Agar on keys. Ruth Richard Hill is on bass. Ricardo Martino on drums. Ba-da-dum, 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 bum-bum-bum. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, bum-bum-bum. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, bum-bum-bum. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. I hear the winter sun is gone away. Afternoon is blue and pink and gold. Sun is warmer now, and that's 'cause spring is on its way. The ground and fills the air, turns from pink to gray as evening comes. Remaining rays are warm on this spring winter day. And now the sky turns over in majesty, the colors like spring flowers, bright to me. Moonlight in Vermont is fine, but afternoon's divine. Candy in the sun, or maybe a wild June rose you pick beside the way. Oh, bum bum bum, ba da dum, ba da dum, ba da dum, bum bum bum, da da dum, ba da dum, ba da dum, bum bum bum, da da dum, ba da dum, ba da dum, bum bum bum. To me, moonlight in my mind is fine, but afternoon's divine. Across the valley at Mount Abraham has turned pink like cotton candy in the sun, or like a wild June rose you pick beside the way. Because spring is on its way, spring is on its way. Oh, bum, bum, bum.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
And what was the title of that once again?
So that was Spring is on Its Way.
And that's one of your original compositions?
That was an original that I literally wrote 20 years ago and never had the opportunity or the right moment to perform. And this occasion with this concert that's about spring and about vibing for spring just made me really want to re-examine this track and bring it out and give it some life. So yeah. I really have to give it up for the band for bringing it to life.
Yeah, really a special band. Once again, why don't you let everybody know who's with us tonight?
So we have Anam Awili Aguirre on keys. We have Richard Hill on bass. Ricardo Martino on drums.
Outstanding. You spoke collectively about some of the goals that Divination tries to push towards. And, you know, I know throughout the years, you guys have done workshops and, you know, again, just connecting vocalists with the band and realizing that you can work together, you know, and the more that you can work together and on the same page, you know, things go a little smoother. So just, you know, providing that opportunity for, you know, whether you're a aspiring artist, a young artist, an artist that maybe has been in the game for a while, to strengthen their skill sets and to enhance the their ability to present. You know, it seems like that amidst it all, you guys continue to find ways to persevere. It's not easy keeping an organization like this moving forward.
It always has struck me that you really recognize that and brought that out on the air, I think, some years ago when we were here for an interview, probably from personal experience. It definitely does take a lot of energy to move a collective forward and to keep it together and to grow and to pivot when things shift or when there needs to be a shift and when there needs to be a transformation and to flow with it. Our Carol Harris, our veteran right now, she really teaches us as the bebop queen that she is to really flow.
Outstanding. So again, you guys are in performance over at the Philadelphia Clef Club of Jazz and Performing Arts this upcoming Saturday evening. Again, the Divas land at the Clef Club, which is kind of home base in some respects. That's in the early days. That was definitely, you know, played a big role for you guys as an opportunity, as a venue. But also, you know, on the bill that night, having Warren Wolf and the Wolfpack is a special night.
Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. And the Clef Club has been an amazing partner. They really have been on board with this project from the get-go, giving us space in their boardroom when there wasn't a space to have a workshop, giving us workshop rooms to be able to bring people in to our mission and to our learning. And we're always, you mentioned learning, we're really always learning from each other. We are intergenerational. And I feel like every time one of the divas performs, I learn something from her. I learn something about my own performance. We're constantly questioning and improving and looking to grow.
Outstanding. So who's up next?
We have Jean Lenka with an original. She's going to introduce a new member of the band that just came on stage.
Well, come on up, Jean. And look at Gretchen fixing the microphone for, you know.
Yeah, it's
a sisterhood for sure.
Thank you. That's we just raised that about a foot.
So no, again, you know, it's a wonderful collective, a wonderful opportunity.
Yes, it is.
The selection that you're going to present, this is yet another original tune?
It is. It's the first original tune that I've actually put out there in the public, so I'm just starting to, I've been in this game for 5 years. I'm learning a lot. I've learned so much from the divas and from the musicians that I work with. And this summer I wrote this little tune while I was up at jazz camp, actually, up in Canada. I go there to hang out with people who are both amateurs and professionals. We come together and we work on original compositions at an institute there.
So this
And this was kind of like a side tune. And it's turned out to be one of my favorites.
So this is a world debut.
It is. It's a world debut. And I want to introduce my guitarist, Tom Glenn, who's decided to join us this evening. Thank you so much, Tom.
Well, listen, I'm going to turn things over to you. And when you're ready, please pass this on to the WRTI listening audience.
Thank you very much.
When my soul sinks down to the bottom of the earth, when my soul sinks down through the darkness and the mud, where the water is cold and the waters don't move and no moonlight ever shines or glows, and the waves break soft, soft against the shore, and it pulls my heart, 'cause you don't love me anymore. Where the water is cold and the waters don't move and the moonlight never glows. And you reach out your hand dance, one last chance to love. One last chance of love.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
That was very nice.
Awesome.
Very nice. And you know, that made me feel as though I was in a warmer place.
Did it?
Yes. It took me on a journey.
Maybe sitting out by the lake.
You know, and as soon as I step out the door this evening, that'll all change.
Crying your tears.
But for that brief moment, you took me there. Thank you so much, Gene.
Thank you.
And if you will, please give the correct pronunciation of your last name.
I am Gene Lenka. My music business is Gene Therapy Music.
Outstanding. Well, that was beautiful. And the title of that selection, once again?
One Last Chance at Love.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, for you, how long have you been part of Diva Nation?
I came on board in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
The group was interesting to me because it was a collective of women, and I wanted to learn from other jazz singers. As I said before, I've only been doing jazz for 5 years, and the group embraced me. We rode through some transitions together. Khadijah has been a wonderful mentor. Gretchen has been a wonderful mentor. And the interesting thing about Khadijah, about Diva Nation, is that we all learn from each other. We have various levels of experience, various specialties. There are novices in our group who don't have a lot of singing experience, but yet they're teaching me things about technology. And they're teaching me things about marketing. And so we really have worked really hard this past year and a half on building relationships in our group so that, you know, there is someone you can pick up the phone and call and ask about your music, ask about a situation that's come up. and just hang out with.
So it's a true collective.
It is a collective, and I feel like we are a true sisterhood.
Yeah, you know, outstanding.
We try and support one another. We, just like a family, we bicker. And
no,
we have fun.
Not in divination, no.
You know, we're all human, right?
Okay, all right.
And so we work it out, and okay. we keep moving with the mission and our vision together.
Outstanding. Yeah. If folks out there listening right now, they're hearing all this love and all this warmthness, and you know, maybe they are a vocalist,
yes.
They wanted to find out more about divination and things along those lines.
They can contact us through our website. They can contact us through Facebook. That little @DivaNationPhilly will take you to our website, our Instagram, our main Facebook page. And it's so easy to connect with one of us, and we'll reach out with you. I just spoke with someone on the phone the other day who's very interested in our program, and may show up and actually help us out on Saturday.
And I was going to say, they may be able to pull you aside Saturday night at the Clef Club as well.
Absolutely,
and say,
absolutely.
Hey, I want to be down with Divination.
Yes, definitely. I'll be hosting the first show, and then most of the second show I'll be hanging out and happy to talk with anybody who
okay.
has questions.
Okay, no, that's outstanding. All right, so I think we have one more performance in store for the listening audience tonight.
We do. It's going to be really special.
Who would you like to invite up to?
I would like to invite my sister, Khadisha Renee, up.
Okay. All right. Here she comes. And we should also bring to the attention of listeners out there that this is also going to be available to view on Facebook later this evening. So WRTI Music, you can like us on Facebook, and you'll be able to not only listen to this performance, but you'll be able to view this performance. Khadisha, how are you making out?
I'm doing pretty good.
You look beautiful.
I'm kicking and
you
I'm
look
still
beautiful.
Kicking.
Now,
not so high, but still kicking.
I'm going to ask you, what is your official role with Divination?
I'm currently the acting director, administrative, doing administrative stuff, finding gigs and opportunities for us to grow.
Make it happen is what you do.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. It's part of the collective. Well, it's
Enjoy
great
it.
To have you here. It's great to have the ladies here this evening. You know, again, we had a chance to sit down and chat recently, and were able to grab hold of Warren Wolf via the telly. And, you know, it was really, really great to hear you bounce off him and him bounce off you about the performance coming up. What would you say to listeners out there? What are you excited about this upcoming Saturday evening at the Clef Club?
I'm excited about the collaboration of all the different energies. You know, the Clef Club of Performing Arts has decided to back Divination. We're co-sponsored now by the Clef Club with this production. They love Warren Wolf, and so do we. Warren Wolf is a phenomenal artist, multi-instrumentalist, and a phenomenal vibraphonist in the vein of Lionel Hampton, Bones, Stefan Harris. He's carrying the baton. So just the fact that we have his phenomenal talent coming, the heritage of the foundation of the Clef Club offers us, the support of WRTI, the beautiful ladies that compose Divination, all coming together and putting their energies in one big pot. Ooh, I think we're going to have some spring.
You have me excited. I'm excited. But no, it again, it's a wonderful undertaking. All right, so now you have something special for the listening audience?
Yes, this composition that I'm going to perform for your audience today has been composed by the phenomenal Gerald Twig Smith, jazz guitarist. Everybody knows him. He is a cup of tea. And I'm going to do one of his compositions, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
All right, so I'm going to turn things over to you and let you give it to the people.
Very well.
All
Thank
right.
you. One, two. The road of life can be slick and steep. I hope you're looking before you leap. Resist temptation, baby, I kid you not. You make a mistake and you're on the spot. To all who hear me, you should heed the caveat. Hey, you might be blessed to have fame and wealth,
But greener grass belongs to someone else. We're never satisfied, we just want more. So what's it about and who's it all for? To all who hear me, you should heed the caveat shabudi. Forget about the quick fix and things of the sort. It's better if you take your time. So flirting with disaster, you wind up in court. Relaxing, everything will work out fine in time. Avoid the slippery slope, it's always there. Maintain your focus and just take care. You never know what's waiting around the bend. I said it before, I'll say it again. You better heed this warning shot, the caveat. It's better if you're taking your time. So flirting with disaster, you'll wind up in court. Relaxing, everything will work out fine in time. Avoid the slippery slope, it's always there. Maintain your focus and just say care. You never know what's waiting around the bend. I said it before, I'll say it again. You better heed this warning shot. That is the caveat. Yes, it's the caveat. Sabu-da-bu-da-da-sku-ba-bu-da-sabu-do-way. Now, ain't that jazz?
That is Khadija Renee. Ladies, join me. And this would be Divination. A small taste of Divination, a preview of what's going to happen Saturday night at the Clef Club. Want to take a second and thank you for coming down and sharing a little bit with the listening audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, it's truly great to have you here. And again, remind folks that they'll be able to view this on Facebook, WRTI Music. And, you know, this was really, I think, a nice taste of what Divination is all about. Mm-hmm. And we're encouraging folks to continue to support, invest, and help motivate and inspire you guys to move forward. I think it's a wonderful undertaking. And we're hoping that, you know, there's a lot of women out there that are hearing what you're doing and want to, you know, actually find a way to connect with you.
Yeah, we hope so.
I think the mission is really strong.
That's the mission.
Yeah.
And so, we're also different. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Our youngest member is 17.
17.
She's 17 now?
17.
Okay, she's getting old. She's 17. All right. So, again, if folks want to keep up with what's going down with Divination, best ways to do that?
Thank you. Best ways to do that are to follow us on Facebook at divination.com, to follow us, subscribe on our website, www.divination.com, to follow us on Instagram, how do you say?
Divination.
Yeah, Divination Philly.
Philly.
Oh, that's right. It's divinationphilly.com. That's really important because there are lots of other diva organizations out there.
Yeah.
It's a big nation of women out there.
Yeah.
Divination Philly, Divination Philly, Divination Philly.
I'm going to let you have the microphone.
I'm trying to give it back to you.
Folks will have to.
Next thing you know, I'll be hosting a show on WRTI, right?
Session so they can see you take over the microphone. But we've been fortunate to have Gretchen, to have Khadija, to have Jean here, and a wonderful band. So can you guys say goodnight?
All right, good night, Philly. We'll see you Saturday night at the Clef Club of Jazz for
That's
Warren
right.
Wolf and his Wolf Pack.
Vibing for spring.
Vibing for spring.
And good night, listening audience from beyond Philly, because WRTI is really something special internationally.
Yeah. Join right. RTI.
Thank you so
Come
much.
Come on over today. Turn the Canadians onto it.
Okay, beautiful. Yep. All right, so we're going to swing things back to the main broadcast studio and the Dr. Bob Perkins. Ladies, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks to the crew making this all happen.
Wonderful band.
Thanks, guys.